Book, who just stepped up to the stage with us right here at the United Center outside the Goose Island Pub, where we are. If you're walking through and you're looking for where we might be, we're at the 108-109 section, right off that that entrance right there.
Conveniently located outside Goose Island.
Yes.
It's a nice place to grab a beverage,
yes,
I'm told.
Yes, I've been told that as well. I don't have any first-hand knowledge of that. although our next guest has plied me with enough where I really avail myself of,
sure,
of free stuff around him. Rocky Wirtz is the chairman of the Chicago Blackhawks. And, Rocky, last time we had you on, we were talking about the improvements that you were making to the stadium. There's new seats coming into the stadium. Obviously, there's going to be some new restaurants and stuff as you built this new additional building to house the offices. You're going to repurpose the old spaces for new cool stuff for the fans, right?
That's right.
But the to me,
that's right. It should be really exciting, and we're looking forward to it. So I think that there are a lot of fans that haven't been here since we've opened to the annex, and they'll be surprised. And what it looks like, we have new offices for both teams, the United Center staff and the Levy staff. So I think so many of the people before, you had a special card to have a window in your office, but now everyone actually has windows.
Yeah.
They're excited about that.
Even the interns have windows, which makes everybody really mad. I've been here 30 years.
Hey, you get one too?
Well, this is interesting because we were just talking about this right before we went on the air. You're also putting new lighting in.
Yes.
For this. Now, this is an interesting story because you can't just get any kind of lighting.
No, and both leagues have different requirements and for television. So what they did is there was nothing that was invented yet that could satisfy both leagues' requirements. So now they've come up with a company that is doing that, and so it's very much different for hockey than it is for basketball.
So for any wow. stadium that has both hockey and basketball, NHL and NBA, they have to meet these new specifications for both leagues, right? Because I was assuming, I mean, I don't know, what is this? This is original lighting, so it's 22 years old.
What is we've upgraded it, but so much, you know, is with new technology with LED, and how the cameras are so much better too. So again, it's how you televise your games, and it's going to be quite bright. It's going to be very different.
Really? Because it's already, to me, I always talk about this. This is for people with seasonal affective disorder. You got to get season tickets to the Blackhawks.
True.
Because you get here and it's like the sun is shining on the ice when you're here.
Well, it's another profit center. We just sell sunglasses with it.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
I'll work this out with you. That and Prozac at the Prozac Center. I'm going to talk to Chef Mike about that.
Well, I remember back in the days, of course, Rocky, at the old Chicago Stadium, you know, Pierre Palat would go into the corner and you'd almost lose him because of the shadows and the dim light.
Where'd
you go? Or you know, second balcony, you lose them for the haze, for the smoke.
Well, that's true, too.
But it was great. I mean, television now, hockey looks so beautiful on television, whereas it used to be sort of this very grayish kind of event.
It's hard to follow.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when it was closed-circuit TV, and nine times out of ten, you'd be at the theater, and the camera would go out on you. but now with the camera angles, both in the net, over the net, lower, so you see offside. So you really get a terrific view of the game.
Yeah. Well, and that's interesting. Yeah, robotics have changed everything too. And my guess is
in more ways than one.
And we're going to see here the and you're already starting to see it too. The fly cameras that are the NFL is starting to use. That's in hockey. That's sort of and you're seeing that center under the scoreboard camera that on the big broadcasts.
Well, it is, and hockey is one of those sports that. There's certain sports that you might say are better on television there in the arena or in the building. I think hockey is that much better in person because you get the whole depth and the speed and how fast these players are going. They're going close to 30 miles an hour.
And the physicality of it. Steve Cochran took me to my first Hawks game like 10 years ago or something, and the difference between watching on TV and not really being that engaged to seeing it in person, remarkable. I mean, just remarkable.
Well, you see people when they sit on the glass and they'll put their beer on the dashboard, and all of a sudden when they hit that, I mean, that beer flies all over. They don't realize how fast they hit those and how hard they hit.
It's stressful to sit there in those seats.
We were just talking about that before. You know, that's one of those things when if you've been there before, you know to tell the people that, and they never believe it until it ends up in their lap. Because they're like, well, you know how they build these boards. Well, wait till you say they build the boards to absorb because you don't want to kill a guy, right?
That's exactly right.
And it's a fascinating thing, and it is always good to see the rich guys in their suits and their Armani suits with their that look like something bad happened. happen in their lap because their beer is in it. But so
it's a little awkward when you walk around the stadium concourse. Yeah. Hey,
and you tell everyone it's really beer, and they say, okay.
Yeah, sure.
This is very exciting.
Although, we believe you.
For me, it might be something else because I get nervous easily, as you know.
Oh my goodness!
So now,
just don't cough.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Oh.
So the I'm just going to ignore that from the chairman of the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, let's talk about this. I was just saying this to when we had John McDonough on a few minutes ago. There's a really optimistic feeling about this particular squad this year.
Well, it is, and I'll talk to many people who want to listen. That the first round is the hardest, and it's just because the level of competition is so close, and the margin of difference between the first place team and the eighth place team is very, very small. Obviously, you get a hot goaltender. You get four out of seven. Last night, I think three out of the four teams at home lost. So anything can happen, and I'll keep our fingers crossed, but the players know what's ahead of them. But this first round's going to be very tough, and take that away from Nashville. They're a very good team.
And, Rocky, especially for the younger players, and I know that you've got some young players sprinkled in with veterans on the lines, which I think is the way to do it, but there's nothing really to prepare them until the first time they're on the ice in the playoff game, right, for the first time?
Well, it's absolutely right, and that's why what people don't realize how important the locker room is and leadership you have on your organization with those veteran players and how they take the younger ones under their wings and just kind of give them some salient advice and what they can do. So it really, the locker room and what's said and what's not said is so just as important as what's being done on the ice.
Do you think the experience of some of these players, having so much playoff experience, really would go in their favor in terms of not feeling the pressure quite as much as you would if you hadn't been there, some of the older members of the team? But it also, I think, their arrival in such a dominant position going into these playoffs makes you feel as if they've got a target on their back as well. They're the ones to beat, and they're the ones to prove, you can get past them.
Well, there's many players. I mean, Nashville, in 10 and 15 had lost to the Hawks, and they know what it's like, and they know what it's like to shake hands and go home for the summer. So they certainly don't want to do that again, and they do have a target in the back, and they know the Hawks have had a very successful year with, I think, 109 points and 50 road wins, which is second highest and tied to the record in the franchise history. So they realize that, they didn't come in here to lose any games.
I'm going to ask you if you know your Blackhawks trivia, Rocky. In 2010 and 2015, after the Hawks got past the Predators, what then happened? Do you recall?
They won the Stanley Cup.
Yes. Correct. You're allowed to move on to the next.
I like that pattern. That sounds great.
It's sprinkled in there with the 13.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's all right. We always forget about the 13.
I wanted to ask Rocky that too, because I noticed today you have no rings on, and after the Cubs ceremony, which everybody loved, were you tempted just to put all three on just for fun today and kind of walk around?
How could you do it, everybody?
No, they're so
heavy.
Well, that ring was a beautiful ring, and each of the Blackhawks is terrific, but it's staying in the drawer. And if we're ever lucky enough to get another one, that's when you'll see it.
Okay.
Well, here's the problem. The rings, they just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
And so does the expense.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Rocky's watching the bottom line.
I think the rumor is that the Cubs ring is $140,000 a copy. Wow. Does that sound about right? Is that in the ballpark for that kind of a thing?
Well, it could be. And the question then is, how many did you get? I know the Cubs at some of their front office had called John McDonough and said, now tell me again, everyone in your organization full-time got the same ring? And he said, now tell me again, John, everyone got the same ring.
Well, it is true that the people in the organization, right? I mean, you see, there's a lot of people that run the very important operations here all got rings. Right?
Well, and literally anyone, so if you're a full-time intern, you got a ring. And it's something if you're 22.
The same ring that the players got?
The same ring the players got.
Wow.
Oh, I thought there were
different
tiers.
The way we looked at it is you're just as important. There's no one more important than the next person. And
wow.
If you answer the phone, if you clean up the locker room, or if you're a first-year intern, as long as you're full-time, you got a ring.
You guys do everything right.
Is there an age limit on the internship program here at the Chicago Blackhawks? Just wondering.
I think you got to be old enough to at least go to the Goose Island.
Can you imagine here, like two guys who are buddies? Well, I got in at the Blackhawks. I got in at Stan's Donuts, your internship.
You're walking around with your championship ring.
Wow.
The other guy's sweeping a parking lot somewhere, right?
Very generous.
That is amazing. Well, it's funny because Bobby Hull, has his 1961 championship, and I've seen him wear it, and they look like high school rings or college rings or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. And then you see now, and I just want to know which sport started this trend to make them bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, you know? There's really no way. What event do you find yourself wearing that to? What's like you're not mowing the lawn in?
No, it's really very few because. You know, if you went to a speaking engagement, you might have it and then pass it around. But not many. You wouldn't go to a cocktail party and have it on because you don't want to be like the big cheese.
Now, if you were sent to go meet with Vladimir Putin, would you wear it? Because I would do it then, too.
I'd give it to my wife and let her wear it.
Yes.
Good answer.
Great answer.
Yes. We're still waiting on that ring, I think, if I'm not mistaken. All right.
We'll see if we get that back.
Right, well, very good. Well, this will be very fun tonight. I mean, again, there's such a different atmosphere in the United States during the playoffs than there is. I mean, the regular season is great, especially in the beginning when everybody's so happy to be back, you know. And then there's that moment in, you know, January into February where we're like, okay, let's get to the playoffs
here.
In sight. And now they're here, and there's just, you know, sort of everybody's on the muscle here.
Well, they are, and the people that are season ticket holders that own the tickets, they show up. They're not giving them away.
Right.
So you get the fans that, you know, that have invested money all year long. They want to come and watch something really exciting.
Yeah, and they do. And for those who are coming here for the first time this season or the first time this year, you know, in 2017 maybe, they get to see the new building, the new atrium and all of that. It's really, really cool.
Well, I hope they enjoy it as much as we do, and it's going to be exciting, and you can't wait for the game to start.
All right. Rocky Wirtz, chairman of our beloved Chicago Blackhawks.